CNN.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive brisk pace, speed, and class ratings, free membership, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BriskNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, the first starter from the first crop by Creative Cause is his first winner. Now, that's the way to start a stud career. Milton Freewater, a colt bred by Dr. Mickle Harrington and Patricia Harrington, won a $45,000 maiden special at Los Alamitos on April 22. M was a record 45-2 for 4.5 furlongs. Now, that's 4.5 furlongs and 45-2, not 4 furlongs. His win should serve as a reminder that Creative Cause was also brilliant at 2, winning 3 of his 5 starts and never out of the money. He won the Grade 1 Norfolk Stakes, the Grade 2 Best Pal, ran 2nd in the Grade 1 Del Mar Fortuti, and 3rd beaten just a length for all the money in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile. All that is a 2-year-old. Came back at 3 to win graded stakes and placed in 3 more, included the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. Just got beat a nose in that one, and the Classic Preakness. During his career, he defeated every horse he ever faced. Among them, Bodemeister, I'll Have Another, Union Rags, Paintner, Take Charge Indy. Creative Cause by champion sire Giants Causeway out of a Grade 1 winner and millionaire, Dream of Summer. Thus, a Grade 1 winner and millionaire, by a Grade 1 winner and millionaire, and out of a Grade 1 winner and millionaire. He stands for $15,000 live folder, Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones, Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
From the horse capital of the world, it's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the fence they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, whirl away, pull away.
The people.
Here comes Jim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Trick Materials that wins the play 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Good morning. We are here at the Thoroughbred Center out on the Paris Lexington Road. And kind of a cloudy, overcast day. The track's fast, though. Didn't get as much rain as we did yesterday. Most people had 50-some-odd works yesterday in anticipation of the big storm.
It never
arrived.
And Riverdown's opened, so a lot of people will be shipping north. Rebel Terror, or whatever they call it.
It'll always be River Down to us, won't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, but they sure have changed it, though, when you get down there. They changed everything about it.
I know.
Yeah, they got that big casino there now. And
maybe they still have bratwurst that was worth the trip.
Well, yeah, that was the best thing about it.
It really was. Oh, and there's a guy in Northern Kentucky who's doing a video, I guess a film, about old Latonia. So I want to pay attention to that, too, see what that looks like.
I've got a picture at home of Matt O'Hara winning the 1933 Breeders' Futurity, beating Discovery at Latonia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, of course, before Keeneland opened. They moved it from the old Kentucky Association track in Lexington was closed. Keeneland was closed. But of course, Latonia was going. It was still there.
They used to take streetcars out that way.
Did they really?
Yeah, it's south of the river in Kenton County. And when you go out there, well, now I haven't been out there in 25 years, but it used to be you could see the track. It was still elevated, you know, in town. You could see where parts of it were still.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, that's not where it is now. Now it's out in Florence.
Yeah, Turfway.
Well, when they reopened it in the new location, they called it Latonia to begin with.
Yeah, but it got confusing because Latonia is actually a town where the old track was.
Yeah.
Well, it's a suburb.
Yeah, I hated to see them change it, though.
Me too.
Yeah. I've got a book that was written by a guy that lived up there and did the kind of the history of old Latonia and the new Turfway and all that jazz. But anyway,
yeah.
Well, anyway, what we're going to do today, we've got supposedly a representative of the Permanently Disabled Jockey Club Fund, Jockey's Fund. Should I start that all over again?
I don't. Why not mess it up twice? Go ahead.
Back up, Ursel. Ready? Count me down. Representative of the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund is supposed to stop in at the top of the hour.
Amelia Foyon's. Bonaterra Farm.
Yeah.
Breeder of Dortmund.
Yeah, well, I'll get a progress report on Dortmund while we're at it.
I think he's back in training.
Well, that's good. Baffert's got him, of course.
He was huge.
Yeah, they kind of slowed down with him because he was still growing. He's 4-year-old and he's, he's already stood 17-1. He's going to make the circus if we're not careful. But anyway, he was a runner. I mean, no two ways about that.
Yeah, wonderful horse.
Yeah, so congratulations to Millie Wills. She'll know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
She was supposed to email us her name for some reason. We never got it. Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, that's published by Briss, of course, will give us the feature at Churchill today. And that is the William Walker Stakes over at Churchill today. I have no idea who William Walker was, but they named a race after him. Michael Blowen from Old Friends had just staggered in the door, coffee in hand, all dressed up with a war emblem hat and a, what does that say?
Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance.
Oh, I've got one of those hats, but they didn't give me a jacket.
Well, we'll have to look into that.
Yeah, standards have fallen.
Right.
I like your hat, your Uncle Mo hat.
Oh, of course, he's about my favorite. Everybody else wants to go down there and see American Pharoah. I want to go down and see Uncle Mo.
He's amazing.
How many? What's he got? Three horses in the Derby? Three starters in the Derby? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another one on the Alsos, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Mike Rapoli must be sitting up at his house going, wow, this is unbelievable. Hey, where'd you get that racing for?
It was left in here.
Oh, well, they're in trouble.
It's Friday for them.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's
yesterday's form.
Oh, I can.
Nothing older than yesterday's racing form.
No, that is. Well.
What?
Perhaps not.
Okay. Anyway, so Michael's here, and hopefully Dr. Brian Walridge, who is with the Parks Veterinarian Hospital. They've got two of them now, one on the Paris Pike, one on Versailles Road. And, of course, he does a whole lot of work gratis at Old Friends.
Yep. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, thank goodness.
He's got a whole following.
Thank goodness.
He's a schism. He's his own church.
Thank the Lord.
There you go.
So we've got Jackie's announcements coming up sooner or later.
Whoopee.
Yeah. Whoopee.
Yeah. And, Rolex. There you go.
They run a couple of stakes. I'm trying to do something on those two fillies earlier. Before they ran the races, they ran already run, of course, at Keeneland, the Bewitch, and the Double Dog Dare. And one race for, of course, Claiborne Farm and the other one for Calumet. You know, they were both brilliant racehorses, and neither one of them produced anything, which is that's the way it goes, you know. Yep. They can't all do it.
Well, we have several examples of that at Old Friends.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, if you go back and the top 10 race mares of the 20th century as voted, seven of them were stakes producers.
Yeah,
so, anyway.
The odds are that way.
Only he knows that statistic.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
He pulled that right off the top of his head.
I know it.
Just unbelievable.
I don't have anything else on the top of my head.
Ursel Whiz.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So we're going to do something on those if we can. Of course, read a little Joe Palmer.
My friend Mark Otto's going to come by.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from Red Brand Fence. They're going to help us put our new fence up. And he's been doing a lot of things and having a lot of fun representing Old Friends. And
that's
Red
good.
Brand Fence.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you go to the opening at Belterra River Downs?
Yes, I went yesterday.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. It was opened yesterday, correct?
Yeah, what a great day. It's a beautiful day. It was really mobbed.
Was it?
Yeah,
good?
Yeah. Excellent. It was really crowded, and they donated a $5,000 check toward our barn.
Wow.
Like to thank Kevin Kaufman and Pinnacle Entertainment and Belterra and everybody. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
And I got to see some of the I got to see Megan Pedlovich, who rode Cat Launch, who's retired with Game On Dude at our farm. So it was really, really nice day.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, I like to go up there. It's very relaxed.
It is.
What's the name of that fence that that Rex is?
Red Brand fence.
Red Brand.
All right.
I've got another question. It just went out of my
head. Going to Churchill Downs today.
Good for you.
Getting around.
Wow.
I think I'm going to peak too early. Don't bet on me on
Saturday. I'll be careful.
Yeah, I'll peak long before the Derby hits. I'll be peaking around.
You're going to give me your Derby pick next week, aren't you?
Yes.
Come on, okay.
I'm working on it, though. I got some ideas.
Ursel's had 2 days worth of working on
it. I've been handicapping that thing. You know, they're glutton for punishments at the Rotary Club in Paris. They want me to come back.
When are you going to do that?
Wednesday.
Wednesday at noon.
Great.
Yeah. That's when I do it. It's always the Wednesday. Sometimes I don't even have the post positions, you know, before.
Yeah, and that's critical.
It really is, you know. Yeah. Although the outside horses I don't worry about. It's the rail horse.
Yeah, the one horse. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless you got a real front runner and send him, and that's.
And even that. If you stand in that gate where it's set up there at the top of the stretch, and it goes right into that turn. If you're in that one hole, the only thing you see if you're a horse is that fence.
I know.
You don't see the track.
Exactly.
You don't see a straight line. You say, whoa. So even if you've got speed, you're going to hesitate a little bit just because that's the first thing you see.
Remember looking at Lucky?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Not so lucky.
Yeah, I mean, he was beat. He hadn't gone eighth of a mile, and he was out of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, which was a damn shame because I think it was second or third choice.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah, well, anyway. You went on to doing very well.
I hate to say this, but I'm eliminating almost all the New York horses.
There you go.
I'm going for a little bit of Kentucky and a lot of California.
Yeah, those California horses have been coming and running real well.
Here. I should say. They sent a maiden up to the wood and wins the wood.
Yeah. Oh,
are you kidding me?
What about the horse that won? Japanese.
Go ahead. Yeah, Exaggerator, you know.
Yeah,
so impressive in the Santa Anita Derby.
Right.
But you're looking at his PPs, and Nyquist has beaten him three times.
What's that?
Nyquist has beaten him three times, you know.
But, you know, the thing that's I think the fundamental thing that makes it so difficult to handicap this race is these horses change by the week. You know, when they're 3 years old, they change by the week. So a lot of times you'll get a horse like More Spirit who finishes second and third to a lot of these horses.
He's got a shot, too.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Big shot.
Now, the Outwork was a horse that win the wood. But,
right.
You know, he turned in a heck of a work yesterday.
No, he might be a sensational horse, you know, but he's, you know.
Yeah, I couldn't pick him. Although he's an uncle mold, but
look, everybody's throwing Mohamed out after one race because he had one bad race in the Florida Derby.
Well, you got to throw the race out.
Yeah, I think you do too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I'm agreeing with him. I'm in trouble. I keep my money in my wallet.
We just killed that one, didn't we? Well, you do throw one out like that.
Yeah.
You remember Holy Bull came in, and I think about the only bad race he ever ran in his life was the Derby.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. He's doing great too. He's a lovely horse.
Oh, that reminds me. I remember I was in Midway yesterday. You know, I go Tammy Van Steenberg.
Yeah.
Does my hair. And we were talking about her husband, Brian. Brian probably rode Silver Charm more
than anybody.
Yeah. And, you know, he needs to come by and see him because he used to get on him out
at this next week's going to be great. Bob Baffert's coming and Victor will come and the whole gang will be there. Bernie Schappa, who owned part of Game On Dude, he was there last week. He's going to come back next week with his wife.
Now, you talk about the day after Derby.
I'm talking about all this week and the day after Derby.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Bob and Jill are going to come the day after the Derby. They may, if things work out right, they might have other things to do.
Well, that's true.
But it's just going to be a fabulous, fabulous week. And then, of course, a week from tomorrow is our big homecoming, and that's going to be great. We have so many great halters donated to us. Run Happy.
Good. Yeah, she's a nice girl. I like her, Run Happy girl.
Run Happy, Curlin, Little Princess Emma, American Pharoah's Dam. So some unique ones as well.
Unique.
Yeah. And the people at Hillendale have donated halters from every single one of their stallions.
Nice.
Midnight Loot.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some really, really, really nice ones.
Yeah. Wow. That's going to be a fun thing. We'll be there.
It's going to be fun. And, of course, Steve Norman's band's going to perform.
Oh, I love that.
We got Tommy Walters providing the food. We got the gelato lady coming with new flavors, all named after our horses.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I love gelato. You just sold me right there. Ooh.
Hey, you didn't come to my fashion show the other night. And
no, I didn't.
Really,
I
miffed.
Saw pictures. What did you wear on your
feet? I avoided it on purpose.
Well, we didn't know if it was Wednesday or Thursday. We could never figure that out.
Well, anyway, it was fabulous.
You wore a red coat.
Did you have to walk out on
No, that? I just had to table hop.
Well, you wore a red coat. I saw that.
Yeah, the arson squad.
I bet he had four or five Hummers in him, too.
I bet you.
The beer was fabulous.
Can I interrupt a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Well, fine. I just want to pay some bills.
Okay,
here.
Good.
Okay.
Go about your business.
Well, Datalink won the Grade 1 Maker's 46 Mile, the Grade 2 Citation, the Grade 2 Mama Stakes, and the Grade 3 Canadian Turf Stakes at Gulfstream. He also broke his maiden as a two-year-old in New York, ran a mile in 1:33.1 at Gulfstream, placed in yet another edition of the Grade 1 Maker's Mark 46 Mile in the Canadian Turf Stakes and in Saratoga's Grade 3 Bernard Brook. He retired with earnings of over $831,000. Datalink is by the sensational sire Warfront. He's got two starters in the 2,000 guineas today. In Warfront, of course, stud fee has climbed to a well-deserved $200,000. Of course, you don't have to pay it until the foal stands and nurses. Now, Warfront was a Grade 2 stakes winner of $424,000, so one might dare say that Datalink was a better racehorse than his sire. Datalink is standing for a fee of $7,500, and his first foals are yearlings this year. In 2015, his weaning sold for up to $120,000. In addition to being by a great sire, Datalink is out of a stakes winner from a top black type family. So call Bernie Sims over at Claiborne Farm, 859-233-4252. Talk to him about the Claiborne stallion, see what's available, and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
It's always a great smart thing to do business with people you trust, especially when it comes to insurance. We moved to Bourbon County 18 years ago. Friends recommended the Hopewell Company. That was a long time ago, and they've been taking care of our insurance needs ever since. Hopewell Company has extensive experience working with horse farms and racing stables, and they also cover our house, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, plus liability, and they've been right there whenever we needed them. Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They work for us, not the insurance companies, and they're able to offer the best coverage and most competitive prices from financially sound, reputable insurers. Contact the Hopewell Company. They'll give you a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your present insurance. Hopewell Company, founded in 1955 by Joe McLean, 820 South Main in Paris, 987-2347. Or here's a Lexington number, 254-2431. You'll get great service. We guarantee it.
All right, where's my earphones go? Millie just walked in here, and doggone, I just forgot all about everything.
You got to get up.
Totally discombobulated.
Kiss. They have to kiss.
Hey, Millie, before you're doing anything else, come tell me how Dortmund's doing.
Come here, sit down.
Oh, please don't.
This is Amelia Folion, the breeder of Dortmund. We were just talking about that a minute ago.
Good morning.
Is he still growing?
He's still growing. Actually, he just went back to the track yesterday.
Oh, okay. Is he at Keeneland?
To Baffert's barn. No, he's out at Santa Anita.
Oh, okay. Santa Anita. Still out there.
He took a little time off. He had a quarter crack.
Oh, my goodness.
And how are you?
I'm very well. Good to see you.
Good to see you. You're my favorite person next to him.
Next to Ursula. Wow, that's pretty good company. What an exacta. That'd pay about $800, wouldn't it?
Boy,
I'll box it.
She recognizes harmless when she sees it.
Doesn't she? Doesn't she?
Yeah. I have pretzels in the car. Oh,
I'm not going to go to the pretzel seat.
I think Bob's going to come to the farm next week to see Game on Dude and Silver Charm and Warren.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah. Oh, that would be wonderful.
I love Dortmund. Dortmund's
fabulous.
Do you? Yes.
God, he's a big moose, isn't he?
What does he stand? I said 17-1, is he?
Oh, he's at least 17-2. He is absolutely a monster. And I'm so glad that he gave him some time off.
Yeah.
You know, he never had, God, since the two-year-old sale, they went straight on with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to try to go out there. I have two more mares foaling, and then I'm going to go and see him. So.
Oh, that's great.
I know. It's such a thrill. I'm
Yeah.
I'm like a mother.
I know. I get the old ones.
Oh.
I get the old ones.
I don't know what that means.
Come to think of it, neither do I.
Ooh, it's getting racy around here.
It's getting a little tough in here. Yeah. Especially since I just started my modeling career.
You know, he modeled some clothes yesterday.
I looked like a third-rate pimp, actually.
Do you? What did you model it for?
I modeled some very nice clothes. It was for a benefit at the American last week for old friends and for the permanently disabled jockeys.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That is so wonderful.
So some of the jockeys came were bartenders, Robbie Alvarado and Jacinto Vasquez. It was a really nice group.
Yeah.
Seeing
you model probably be up the bar business quite a bit.
Yeah, you needed a couple of drinks to put up with that.
Next time you travel to New York, he's going to be on. On a billboard.
Okay.
I know this guy.
You know that happened? They had a thing where there was some deal with Georgetown Tourism and stuff, and this package that Georgetown Tourism bought. So I get an email picture from one of my former students who works in New York. And he says, you're not going to believe it. He says, I was in Times Square today, and there's a billboard up there, and it's your picture with Silver Charm.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah. In Times Square.
Great.
I said, well, Silver Charm's on the billboard. I'm kind of like this.
I got to finish these conversions. Well, Millie, you came in here and just
right
said
ahead.
Everything.
I just wanted a kiss.
Okay.
There you go. I think we should make Millie a regular. Let's make Millie a regular.
Zach, you want to take over here?
Yeah, really. I retire. I'll gladly give up my space. It'll up the ratings.
Hurry up.
Really, that's right. It'll up the ratings.
All right. And meanwhile, back to my commercial.
There you go, Ursula.
Well, here are a couple of names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. Now, of course, Indian Creek is one of the best-known horse farms down in Bourbon County. And they raised so many stakes winners over there, both here and abroad, that you can't keep track of them. You know, they've raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. But you know, May the 2nd is the closing date for the nomination to the September sales out at Keeneland. And if you haven't made up your mind or if you're sitting on the fence, call Indian Creek and talk to the folks over there, either Shaq Parrish or Nicky Dryan or whoever answers the phone, and they'll steer you the right way because, as I said, they've been selling horses for decades now, and they really know what they're doing. They're nice people to do business with. And here's the phone number over there and their website. The phone number is an 859 number, 987-7443, and the website is IndianCreekKY.com. And if you're going to go to the sales or you're thinking about insuring your horses and you want to do business with people who are first class, been doing it for a while since, go to the Clay Ward Agency over in Bourbon County. And it was founded back in 1931 by Mr. James Clay Ward, so they've been going on and insuring horses for some 80 years. So you can't go wrong with them either. And I would suggest that you call and talk to either Shaq Parrish or Bruce Isaacs or John Hess. The number there is 987-1861, and the office is at 1102 Main Street in Paris. That's two names you should know. Both of them down in Bourbon County, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursula Ellis.
Good morning again, and where are we? I don't know where we are. I mean, I've got something written down here, and I don't know where I put it. Yeah. But Mark Otto has joined us, I know that. And Red Brand, okay. Red Band fencing. You doing all the fencing over at Old Friends?
Yeah, we're getting ready to do the fence on the new property, and we're going to add some around 62 around the front. But big thing Michael and I are working on is the homecoming party coming up day after Derby.
Oh, okay. Great.
We've got some great, great items, and it's going to be a great group of people. It's going to be a lot of fun.
The Sunday after the Derby.
Sunday, the day after Derby.
It's a great way to spend Mother's Day.
is a perfect way to spend Mother's Day. It's the biggest event we have at Old Friends, sponsored by Red Brand. We've got probably 300 to 400 people that come every year. A lot of the jockeys, trainers, owners from Derby will come.
Uh-huh.
So it's a really good time. We have, like Michael said, we have some great items. We actually have a saddle cloth from replica cloth from American Pharoah from last year from the Derby, signed by Bob Baffert, that'll be in.
Oh,
along
wow.
with numerous halters from some of the biggest horses in the industry.
That's great. That's great. That's wonderful. You are the regional sales manager, according to your card here. I knew that, but I just thought I'd point it out. But
yeah, kind of head cook and bottle washer. I do everything from...
He's the Russie of Red Brand Fence.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably a little overstated. I'm pretty much the gopher in the bluegrass region.
Are you? Well, I'm looking forward to that. We never miss that one. Now, you say we never come to anything, but, you know,
we got the good food and the good beer. And, hey, that race day ale, that race day beer that is produced by Kentucky Ale is just flying off the shelves, And every bottle helps Old Friends, so drink up.
Well, he's got new places for you to fence there now, too.
Oh, yeah.
More land.
Doesn't he know it?
Yeah, we're working on it all.
Miles and miles and miles. But you should see it. I mean, it's amazing how much the crew has done over there, putting in the running sheds and the waterers and all the stuff in the new property. It's just really, really, they've been
clearing
phenomenal.
The land.
Oh, just amazing.
Yeah, Wade and Tim and all the guys over there have just done a fabulous job. I split my time. I'm with Red Brand, and obviously that's the mainstay. And then I'm also on the board of directors with Michael at Old Friends. So
okay.
I spend quite a bit of time working with Michael, and we've been really excited about this new property, and it's really coming together quite well for us.
Get some of these horses off the waiting list.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you've got them, too. I know a couple of myself that's waiting.
Yeah.
And
yeah, there you go.
Pretty good ones,
open it up. Very good ones, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No biz like show biz. And
yeah, he was what a racehorse he was.
Very nice.
You know, he's hired some runners.
Yes, he did.
Well, he's still all right, I think. I don't know. I guess they just stopped breeding to him or something. But, you know.
I know. For whatever reason, we got a call from Pope McLean about retiring him, and I'm real excited about getting him here. And that's the most frustrating thing about this. It takes time to get the property and build the infrastructure, make sure when they finally get here, it's worth the wait. So.
I send charts to Pope all the time when one of his studs, you know.
Yes.
And of course, he had a New York Stakes winner this year. And his other, I sent him about 5 in 1 week, and he'd won nice races.
Yes.
I know showbiz like showbiz. I put a little note on it and said, this horse doesn't want to leave.
Yeah. Maybe not. But he's got Get Stormy over there, too, I think. Get Stormy. Mary Sullivan won't Get Stormy. Of course, Get Stormy's out of a Curie's Clown mare.
Yeah.
And we had Curie at the farm. And Mary Sullivan, who owns that horse, has been so great to us over the years, and she's a wonderful lady.
He first start to a 2-year-old and placed out of Keeneland, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Which is pretty good for you. So that's a horse at like 2 turns.
Yeah.
Of course, he ran in front going 2 turns, but
nevertheless, anyway. He's a very fast horse. Well, so
good looking horse. You ever gone over there and seen him?
Yes.
No, he's flashy, isn't he?
Yep. And I saw him race a couple of times too.
Well, I bet he was in front when you saw him.
Yes, he was. He was easy to pick out, just like his. Damn sire.
Mark, you go to the race as much?
Yeah, go to the race every chance I get. I was at Keeneland yesterday. I was here for most of the meet, and then I'll actually be at Churchill tonight. Michael and I are going over to the Derby Museum for an event they're having this evening, and then going to stay for the races. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm usually there for pretty much all the Keeneland meet. We'll go to Churchill. I usually go to Santa Anita and Del Mar. I'll be in Saratoga. I'm in Gulfstream a couple times through the winters, so...
Mm-hmm.
Go any place I can.
There you go. Are you married?
Yes. Have a in the process of splitting, but yeah, I'm in, married up in family in Michigan. So
the reason I ask because you're gone all the time.
I am gone a lot.
He's got 2 great kids that he takes all over the country with him.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's got 2 great kids.
Yeah, I've got a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old. They love racing. They go with me every place I go and have a really good time and. It's been a lot of fun.
I had a gentleman on here. I won't say who it is, but he runs one of the farms over here, and he has gone. Told me on the show once. He says, "I'm gone about 200 days out of the year."
And I asked him, I said, are you married? And he said, not anymore. And I said, I'll bet you.
Yeah. And it seems to be a casualty of travel. I actually, for last year, I broke 250 nights on the road.
Oh, my God.
But yeah. I'm usually
in most cases, in many cases, that would be the key to a successful marriage.
Yeah, probably in mine.
Getting him out of the house.
Jackie might love that.
See, nobody thought they were going to get marital advice listening to horse tales today. But you never know what's going to happen.
Well, my marital advice is about like my handicapping. You know, you can take it with a grain of salt. Yeah, I got to pay some bills here.
Go right ahead.
All right. Well, Ms. Mass is the sire of 7 2016 stakes winners. 2-1 stakes just like weekend. Rose Breyer, 7-year-old. By Ms. and Mass, won the Henry S. Clark Stakes at Law. Judge Carr, 6-year-old by Ms. and Mass, won the Casa Electronica Stakes. I guess you can say it, pronounce that. I don't know. Anyway, it was on Classic Day at Charlestown. Rosebriar has posted 12 wins, been on the board in 29 of his 31 starts, and has earned over $376,000. Judge Carr has also won 12 races. He's been on the board in 35 of his 48 starts. He's 2-for-3 this year, and he's earned over $240,000. Tough, durable, and sound describes both Rosebriar and Judge Carr. Ms. and Mass, other 2016 stakes winners are the Fleet Stone Tastic, winner of the Grade 2 Inside Information Stakes at Gulfstream, Paulina's Love. Jackie, you want to get over here? Paulina's Love, winner of the Grade 2 Buena Vista at Santa Anita. Sea Defense, winner of the Grade 1 Stewart's Cup to become Ms. and Mass' 8th Grade 1 winner. Ms. Money, winner of stakes at the fairgrounds, and One Mean Man. And one mean man, another fairground stakes winner, also a full brother to Ms. Money, incidentally. 2-year-olds by Ms. and Mast have sold for $250,000 and $155,000 this year. Stands for 12,500 live foal at Judmont Farm. Give Garrett Rooker and Fry a call at 859-272-7629 and check the website at judmont.com.
Down through the years, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have walked into a Sally Van on their way to a win in the Kentucky Derby or at the Breeders' Cup and, yes, to a Triple Crown. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. Sally Vans are always in tip-top condition, and the person behind the wheels, an experienced driver, experienced horseman, and that, my friends, is a winning combination. Folks at Sally Van wouldn't have it any other way. That's why for more than 6 decades, a Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle. So give them a call, 859-255-9406. See the website at sallyvans.com and enjoy the ride.
Revolutionary went into the Kentucky Derby off an impressive score in the Grade 1 $1 million Louisiana Derby over a full field with the likes of Palace Malice, Golden Soul, and My Loot in his wake. He had a nightmare trip in the Kentucky Derby, but showed great courage to finish third with Normandy Invasion, Oxbow, My Loot, Will Take Charge, Palace Malice, Verrazano, It's My Lucky Day, Frack Daddy, Golden Sense, and Bijack behind him. Terrific field. Demonstrating his Louisiana Derby and Kentucky Derby wins were for real, he came back to win the Grade 3 Withers and the Grade 3 Pimlico Special, accumulated earnings of over $1,353,000. Revolutionary is one of 18 stakes horses, 12 graded, sired by Eclipse Award winner Moore Pass. In but two foals of before his death, that's what he sired, 18 stakes horses, 12 graded stakes horses before he died. Let's see, Revolutionary is out of the terrific runner Run Up the Colors. She's by AP Indy, and she won the Grade 1 Alabama. There are 21 stakes winners, 12 graded under Revolutionary's first two dams. Great pedigree, covered 146 mares in his first season at stud last year. Revolutionary stands for $7,500, doing the full stands and nurses, stands at Windstar Farm. Call Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, or Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
Yeah.
Can I tell about the pretzels? Can I tell the pretzel story? I'm going to tell the pretzel story.
I want to eat them.
Okay. When Ursa was clocking, bad Millie came up one day, and we were eating pretzels, sitting at the clocker stand, and she said, you know those are an aphrodisiac. Well, Ursa started pouring them in his mouth, and I'm spitting them out, you see. So anyway, that's been the pretzel
The peso joke.
From here on, and she just brought in a great big bag of pretzels.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
Do you always carry those with you, Millie? I just want to know.
Actually, I didn't bring them.
Oh, you didn't bring them?
No.
Oh, my God, there's another one around?
Yes.
You are known all over town.
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said about
me. Exactly.
Uh-huh. I'm going to get back to my quote. Really? They know harmless when they see. Oh, God. All right. You want to do something here?
Michael.
Well, as I say, it's going to be a really exciting week. I know it's all leading up to the Derby. And
is that tomorrow's
exciting
farm?
Time of the year. Yeah.
Take a look at it.
It's today's.
I mean, today.
Now, tell us about specifically this week in Louisville, what's going on the...
Okay. On Thursday, it's the Ferdinand's Ball.
Okay.
At the Marriott. And that's always... They
Where's
raise a lot
the Marriott?
Of money.
Is that down on the river?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's just, yeah.
And it's very, very exciting.
That's great.
The sisters, Kim Boyle and her sister Amy Wolfe, put up a great, great event every single year.
Wonderful.
It's always a lot of fun. There's always guests. And, you know, last year, Victor Espinosa came and Bob came and inspected. We had a really nice group of people coming over from the have horses in the Derby that'll come over and be our guests and have some
Louisville,
fun.
Louisville, this coming week in Louisville is wonderful anyway.
Yes. Yeah. And then the Night of the Oaks, they've asked us to be guests at Phillies and Lilies.
Oh, nice.
So right after the Oaks, they're having the Phillies and Lilies to
Where's
benefit
that?
Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance.
Nice.
And that's somewhere downtown. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm supposed to go. Sylvia makes up my directions and just tells me where to go. And that's where I go. So that's where we're going.
So are you going to the race that day? Going to the Oaks
Maybe.
Itself? Yeah.
But then I can't go to the Derby because we have too much to do for Sunday.
For the next day. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And, Mark's going to go. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Mark has a bulletin. Bulletin from Mark Otto. Hold on.
What are you going to do?
Sit down. This is musical chairs. Just.
I think he's passing me off. I guess I'm going to go to the Derby for the farm. So Michael will do the Oaks and Phillies and Lilies, and I'll do the Derby day.
Well, that's good.
You got your Derby winner picked?
Yeah, I do, but, you know, we're going to reserve that. I mean, I tend to go with Baffert just because Bob and Jill have been so good to us. So horses come and horses go, but I'll always be Team Baffert.
It's kind of odd for him not to have one of the favorites in there.
I got to tell you, I met Moore Spirit the other night, and he's an amazing horse. Mm-hmm. So
got a shot.
He's a beautiful horse. He's very... very good-natured. He actually reminds me a lot of Game On Dude. He's got that same personality, which...
Laid back.
Very laid back, very kind, gentle. Just a really, really nice horse, which I might be a little bit biased, but it seems like a lot of Bob's horses are. So
yeah.
Well, he does an amazing job. So, like I say, horses come and horses go, but I'll always be Team Baffert.
Well, I should... Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, nobody retires their horses in better condition than Baffert. It's unbelievable. Every one of the horses that we've gotten from him, directly from the racetrack, has come in like a big old baby. Just not a nick on them. And it's really amazing.
And their personalities are amazing.
That might have something to do with him selecting them at sale.
It could have a lot to do. I'm not sure exactly what the reason is, but I know whatever the reason is, that's the result.
Well, a lot of people will go to the sales and they'll watch a horse and how they behave in the stalls while they're there, you know, and, you know, what their manners are, when they lead them over, how do they act and everything, you know, that's a big thing.
Yes.
It really is.
Well, the intelligent horses know what their job is, and if they're fortunate enough to hook up with an intelligent trainer, things can work out.
But he is the Derby trainer, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah. He's won every major race this year pretty much already with some of his horses.
Yeah.
So, and last year, I mean, what could have been better than last year? Even his B team was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a terrific job. It is amazing. You go into his barn, and it's even calm in the barn. I mean, there's just something about his team that just... You walk down the shed row and they're just relaxed, they're calm, they're ready to go.
Yeah. Well, they usually get them ready to go first Saturday in May, too.
Yeah.
He'll be ready.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
We got to get Millie back here and your other guests.
I don't know, but I don't know if my heart can stand that or not.
Yeah, that's
matter.
You can talk.
Come on.
Get over here. Get over here. Move it.
All right. This is Jenna Joseph now.
Hi.
Did you bring the pretzels?
I did. I brought the pretzels.
Have you heard the story behind the pretzels?
Well, I might like to hear it again.
No.
Actually, I was going to try to dip them in chocolate.
I don't know if I could.
Oh, no. That's gilding the fillies and lilies.
I tell you what. I don't know if I can stand two bronze in one morning, you know.
Billy, come over here.
Oh, Jackie, okay.
Okay, me.
I want Jackie over here.
Okay.
She's got to keep an eye on me.
I imagine she does.
I'm watching.
All right.
Go right ahead.
Well, I'm here to talk about a Derby handicapping event that the Charitable Impact Group is doing.
Okay.
To benefit the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund.
Okay, good.
And several other charities, and we do it annually, and we raise $40,000, $50,000,
$60,000
for the charities. And so we're having an event. We always have it the Monday of Derby.
Okay.
Expecting about 300 people at the Keene Barn.
Including us.
Yes, just invited you.
At the Keene Barn now.
Monday
at
night.
At Keeneland, Monday night at 6:30.
Evening.
What
Monday
is the Keene Barn out there?
At Keeneland?
Yeah. Is that where they have all the parties?
Yeah.
There? Oh, across the library.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. I'm in the library. I never go to the other place.
Well, and we feature, let's see, we're really lucky because we have Randy Moss and Chris McCarron as our panelists.
Very good.
And Mike, the two Mikes from the Daily Racing Forum.
Okay.
Mike Watchmaker and Mike Welsh.
All right.
So we have a panel. And we started this probably about 2006 or 7. And we were small with Bob Neumeier and Kenny Rice.
Oh, okay.
And we've grown it. And everybody's so busy Derby Week that Numi and Kenny can't make the commitment because they're so busy with NBC.
Yeah.
So, you know, over the years, we've switched our talent. And we handicap the Oaks and the Derby.
Oh.
And so we have cocktails. We have an auction. We have some fantastic auction items.
Well, what do you have?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So I guess one of the biggest things is we're doing a private viewing of American Pharoah.
All right.
For 10 people. So we'll take them out there. They'll go and get to see American Pharoah, get their photos taken. We have a very special gift from the Daily Racing Forum that Penny Chenery commissioned, Secretariat in River Ridge, on museum quality paper.
Oh, nice.
We have a dinner for six at the Bothram House. John Karloftis.
Oh, yeah.
Is donating. And actually, the chefs are going to be Craig Fravel and John Kite from the New Blood Horse Publications.
Nice.
So we're excited about that. We have some jewelry. We have a box at Saratoga.
Ooh.
With a concert series at the Philharmonic the night before. I think it's like the 20th and the 21st.
Wow.
Daily Racing Forum has given us their box at Saratoga.
Well, you know where that is, right on the finish line.
Yes, it is. Yes,
yeah.
It is. And now, will you be going up to Saratoga? Do you?
I'll be sitting right here.
You'll be sitting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get out of here.
You can't get out of here?
No.
I wonder if Mindy Manger Mingy is
Mindy's
coming.
Mindy's huge with us. Actually, she got here yesterday, and
she is
a partner.
Yeah.
And a lot of the items that we have from the Daily Racing Forum, they donated through her. So she's been out. She's amazing.
She's
so
nice.
She'll be
nice
there. Yeah. Yeah. Ursula has come contact with her because they're a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go meet her because we're Facebook friends. She's got two cute kids.
She does. And I'll tell you, one of the best things that's happened to our group is the Daily Racing Forum, because they've really brought a lot of marketing to our event.
Uh-huh.
Because all the money we make goes to the jockeys. And I don't know that everyone understands that the PDJF has no money. You know, I mean, they support 62 jockeys.
Wow.
And, you know, what do they get? $1,100 or $1,200 a month. And I think it was Lane's End who donated quite a bit of money a few years ago. But, you know, their money's tight.
Yeah.
So every dollar that we make, and we split it, you know, PDJF gets about 50% of our proceeds. And then this particular event, we have Camp Horsin' Around. We also have New Vocations. And then the Bluegrass Sports Commission. So, you know, we try to be generous, and so the more money we make, the better it is.
Right. Naturally.
Yeah, and we did it for Breeders' Cup last year.
Okay.
And so it's really a great event.
Oh, you do it more than once a year then?
Well, last year was our first time that we did Breeders' Cup.
Okay. Well, I would do it twice.
Yeah.
People will have recovered by then.
Yes, I think so. You know, it's really cool because our board is totally, we totally donate our time. We have some fantastic people on the board. Bob Beck.
Mm-hmm.
We have Tim Turney.
Okay.
Carol Gardner.
Uh-huh.
Jane Warner. I want to make sure I don't forget anybody. And probably the craziest person on our board is Pete Hester, who's an orthopedic surgeon and kind of the catalyst behind, he's just like a dog on a bone trying to get people to the event.
Yeah.
That's super.
Who else did I miss?
Like a dog on a barn.
Dog on a bone.
Oh, okay.
And Terry Meeks, do you know Terry?
Pardon?
Do you know Terry Meeks?
Never met him.
Okay, he's on our board as well.
Okay.
And I think that was it, yes. So I covered everybody.
Good.
And my guest speaker, John Gardner, I just saw him drive by, who's supposed to be sitting in with us but to talk about the event. But we're very appreciative that you allowed us to do this. And we hope that maybe we have tickets available still.
Okay.
They're $225. A large portion of that can be written off on your taxes.
All right.
As a donation. We just hope to.
How does somebody get tickets? Are you a web page? Are you a website? Or is that the best?
Yes, we have the charitableimpactgroup.org.
The what?
Charitableimpactgroup.org. .org.
Charitableimpactgroup.org.
.org.
I'm going to write that down.
Are you from around here?
Originally, I'm from West Virginia.
Okay.
Wheeling, West Virginia.
You live here now?
I do. I've been here for 13 years. I work for Alltech.
Okay.
And interestingly enough.
Oh, do you? Really?
Uh-huh. Oh, fantastic company. But yeah. Mike Blowen, we did a race day IPA for them.
Yeah.
And proceeds are going to help rebuild their barn that they lost.
Yeah. Oh, so, I know you did. Yeah, he talks about it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Dr. and Mrs. Lyons are amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they really are. Boy, they put their money where their mouth is.
Yes,
I mean, gee whiz,
but one of their sponsors is one of mine, too. They see all is Macaulay's.
Yes. And we actually just did a whole facelift over at Macaulay's.
Oh, you did?
Outside, you know, to make it look more attractive. So, yes.
At the office?
Uh-huh, we
oh,
did.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Mrs. Lyons is a visionary when it comes to, she does all of our landscape design, all of our building, all of our architecture.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And Dortmund was raised on Macaulay products.
Yes, he was. And Life Force, too.
Yes. Wasn't
yes. he? And I'm trying to think, what else can I tell you about our event? I want to make sure that people.
What time does it start? It
starts at 6:30.
Okay.
And it's dinner. It's cocktail hour and then dinner, sit-down dinner. Really
nice
dinner.
How do you
nice
get
dinner.
Tickets?
You can get tickets at the door.
Okay.
Or you can,
okay.
Or you can get them at online.
At Charitable Impact
Group.
Group.
Dot org. Yes, we're kind of, CIG is kind of our acronym, but charitableimpactgroup.org.
Okay.
We have a website. We have some of our past events on there. Am I forgetting anything, Amelia?
I think you want to add on another item. I think you want to have an evening with Ursula Ellis.
Oh, my God, an evening with Ursula Ellis. Well, show up Monday night, and you can have an evening with Michael or Ursula. I'll pick anybody you want.
Whatever.
My man over here is bugging me. I got to do a commercial set.
Okay.
So. All right. The hare is never missed. Every year in every crop to race a full season, you send high-quality stakes horses to the races. 18% of his starters have won a place in stakes. In 2016, his crack filly, Close Fall Off, has won the $122,000 correction at Aqueduct, set a new track record for 5.5 furlongs at the same track, and finished second in the Grade 2 $300,000 Barbara Fritchie Stakes at Law. And the three-year-old filly Takis finished the game second in the $118,000 Sakata Stakes, also at Aqueduct. DeHare is a Grade 1 stakes winner by the elite sire Awesome Again, who stands for a fee of $75,000. And he stands at Shadwell Farm for $5,000 live foal. He's a grand-looking horse at Sire and Runners. Go see him. Also at Shadwell is Albertus Maximus, a Breeders' Cup champion, sire of 2 stakes winners, including a group stakes winner in his first crop, 2 year-olds last year, and graded stakes winner and proven sire, Interdad. Call stallion manager Ken Barnes at 859-224-4585. Ask about breeding incentives and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Quillen Leather and Tack. quality service and leather goods since 1982. And it's the world's largest custom halter shop. Ship out over 20,000 halters a year worldwide. This time of year, they've got every kind of foal halter known to man. They've got all kind of breeding equipment. They've got mare neck straps. Get brass nameplates on anything you want. They've got twitches. They've got shanks. They've got it all. And they do a fantastic job repairing tack, too. They can repair saddles, bridles, halters, you name it. I don't think we have a halter left that is the same pieces that we bought it. They break them and we fix them, and they got great quality. They're super. Also, don't forget Rooster Brew, Ralph Quillen's, what do you call them?
Homebrew.
What do you call the little home brewery kind of deal thing? Craft beers. That's it. Downtown Paris. Anyway, you want to see what they got, go to Quillen.com. That's Quillin.com.
Well, the top price at the recent OBS sale for a first crop sire was $575,000 for a colt by Stay Thirsty, offered by Kirkwood Stables and sold to Robert LaPenta. Grand-looking colt, typical of the first crop two-year-olds by Stay Thirsty, who stands for $10,000 doing a foal stands and nurses, stands at Ashford Stud. Put Stay Thirsty down as a leading prospect to top sire, top freshman sire this year, because he stands at Ashford Stud, where developing champion sires is a tradition. Stay Thirsty is siring superb individuals. He was a grade one two-year-old himself. In fact, he won the grade one at 2, 3, and 4 and earned over $2 million. Stay Thirsty is by Bernardini, stud fee $100,000. Fact is, he's the leading money winner at stud in the USA by Bernardini, and he's one of 3 grade one winners out of Marizosia, a daughter of Stormbird and Make Change. Stakes winner of over $500,000 in classic place. It's a running family, and Stay Thirsty lived up to it. Numbered among his graded stakes wins is the historic Travers, and he also placed in the Belmont. Call Ashford Stud at 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursulele.
All right. I've been talking to Jenna Joseph here. And
I wanted to ask her a few questions. Like you said, you were from West Virginia, and how'd you get out of there?
On a grapevine.
I did. Well, I kind of went to Mississippi via Boston. I was in Boston for 10 years before I came
here.
What were
you doing in Boston?
I worked at a very exclusive private golf club called the International.
Ooh.
Fantastic.
What did you do there?
I ran the food and beverage operation.
Is that right?
Which is where I met Bob Neumeier. And that's where our friendship began.
Oh, okay. Funny.
So
you were in Boston, and then you went to Mississippi.
Then I went Mississippi, Boston, then here.
Oh, okay. What'd you do in Mississippi?
I worked at a seafood restaurant. I ran a seafood restaurant.
Is that right?
Right on the water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and she brought us something to eat.
Oh, wow.
I brought
some. That sounds like a great background for bringing me something to eat.
It is pretty tasty.
Baklava. Wonderful. Yes. Baklava, yes.
My grandmother's recipe.
You made it.
John's very familiar with it, too. Because
it's really good.
Man. Well, I put it in the middle of the table, and I'm going to move it a little to my left so nobody can get it but me. Well, great. Now, how long have you been here?
I've been here 13 years.
Yeah.
And worked for Spindletop when I first got here, Spindletop Hall.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. And then that's how I met John, who had this wild idea about having a derby party to handicap the derby with just a bunch of guys and some steaks and some wine.
Yeah.
And he said, what do you think? Could we do it at Spindletop? And I said, well, sure. And he said, you know, we'll get a couple of handicappers from Keeneland. And that's when I said, well, you know, I know Bob Neumeier. Maybe he'd come down and do it. And so that's kind of how it started.
Okay, and now you're with?
Alltech. Yes.
And what do you do for Alltech?
I actually am the operations manager for all of our corporate hospitality and also take care of our golf course, Connemara.
What a
fun thing. You got a golf course?
Yes,
they bought Connemara.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
Gene Goss's old. That's a relative's old farm, Connemara.
What I was told is it used to be a goat patch, and then through all of the fabulous products that we make, which were all natural.
A goat patch?
A goat patch, because it's built over a rock quarry.
Oh, okay.
But we treat it with all natural fertilizers. And so it's really, really beautiful. And we host golf outings, and
is
we
that
have a
right?
fabulous restaurant.
Wait a minute. The city bought that. Nicholasville bought that first. From Gene Goss, I think, or the
I don't know.
Jessamine County or something. That's where that's where it went.
I have a grandson that's a golfer.
Ursula, have him come out, and because it really is a fabulous course. We have a junior program. We have junior golf camps that we run in the summertime. We have a fantastic restaurant.
Great.
So it's it's really nice.
Who knew? Is there anything left?
Yes.
We're for sale.
There's plenty left. There's
I can use a little bit of landscaping myself. Right from the chin north. Jeez.
Well, and knowing Michael was on right before me, we are doing a race day IPA, and the proceeds are going to old friends. So they will benefit old friends.
Oh, good.
Which is really fantastic. And it's also going to be the beer that we're going to be serving at our event on Monday night.
Oh, good. So, yeah, we went to one out at Street? Out at the brewery.
Town Branch?
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. That was fun.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
yes.
A good time. What I like about them is they put, Alltech put a whiskey place down in the mountains, eastern Kentucky.
Yes.
It's the dry counties.
They did.
Trying
to bring jobs to eastern Kentucky.
There you go.
It's being erected as we speak.
Is the county still dry?
I don't know. Pipeville's not. No longer.
All right. There you go. Okay. I'm going to. Thank you much.
Okay. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right. John, you want to sit down a second?
Sure. Be glad to.
Okay. Let me do this real quick. I'm so far behind on my commercials. My man over here is bugging me. Well, in racing last weekend, the Grade 2 $1,250,000 Charlestown Classic. Who in my lifetime ever thought they'd give that kind of money away at Charlestown? Anyway, it was won by Stanford. And here's a 4-year-old colt by the Spendthrift Stallion Malibu Moon. And the $100,000 Wando Stakes up at Woodbine went to Bear's Way, a 3-year-old colt in the first crop by the Spendthrift Sire, Tisway. Stanford, bred by Windstar Farm, is a $550,000 graduate of the Barrett's March sale, and he is one of a long list of graded stakes winners by Malibu Moon, numbered among them a Kentucky Derby winner. Bear's Way, bred in Kentucky by Tapestry Stud, is one of 3 stakes winners, 6 stakes horses from the first crop by Tisway, a leading second crop sire of 2016. 4 of the 6 have won stakes in this year. 2 at Woodbine, 1 in Florida, and 1 at Santa Anita. Major tracks. Tisway, a multiple grade 1 stakes winner of over $1,359,000, ran one of the fastest miles on dirt in turf history, 132.4. He's by the great Hall of Famer, Tis Now, and he stands for $10,000, payable when the foal stands and nurses. Why don't you call Dez Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Tuthacker at 859-294-0030. Ask about the Spendthrift Stallions, and be sure to ask about breeding incentives, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Reborn and Lubrisan, 2 products that I happen to believe in, both of them developed by Dr. Steve Alday, one of the nation's top veterinarians. Both of them are endorsed by many owners, trainers, and veterinarians, and they're both, incidentally, all natural. You don't have to worry about the spit box when you give your horses those things. Lubrisan, to put it simply, sustains the integrity of joint fluid. And it helps to reduce, things like acid injections, which cost a lot of money and so forth. The trainers that use Lubrisan on a regular basis include the likes of Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow, Jerry Hollendorfer. Find out more about it, go to lubrisyn.com. And also Reborn is 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. Safe, it's easy to use as a dietary supplement. Starting with foals, what it does is strengthens the foal's immune system while it's nursing on a mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. Want to learn more about that? Go to reborn.com, reborne.com. That's 2 great products developed by Dr. Steve Alday. Well, a 2-year-old colt, a Broken Vow, sold for a sales top in $1,200,000 at the OBS sale just the other day. That was the second time in the long history of that sale. That one sold for over $1 million. Broken Vow, $25,000, doing a full stands of nurses. Earlier at the Fasey Tipton 2-year-old sale, a pair of Broken Vow fillies went for $450,000 each. Broken Vow is in demand because he sires runners, just as simple as that. 70 stakes winners, 12 just last year. Going on 140 that have earned black type, 18 last year. Broken Vow is a Pin Oak stud. And there you can also find a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire like from Broken Vow's same family, female family, and that's Alternation.
He's by Distorted Humor. He stands for 7,500, doing a full stands for nurses. First foals are yearlings. He was a leading first crop weaning sire among stands standing in his price range last year. Call Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens at 873-1420. Ask about Broken Vow, alternation. And yet another graded stakes winner, millionaire, at Pin Oak is last year's third-ranked third-crop sire, Cowboy Cal. By Giants Causeway, standing for $5,000, doing a full standard nurse. Take a look at the website, pinoakstud.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
All righty, John, I've got John Gardner with me now. Introduce yourself. What are you doing?
Yeah, Ursula, thank you for having me on the show. I'm here with Jana and really, really pleased to be a part of your show. We're talking about our Derby handicapping event that's just coming up this Monday night.
I need a winner.
Well, that's where this idea all started. You know, it's really funny. This idea started one night, the night before the Derby, about 12 years ago. I sat with a bunch of buddies and a bottle of whiskey and several racing forms and some tapes, and we hit a trifecta.
You mean that's the key to is it bottle of whiskey?
The bottle of whiskey and buddies.
Excuse me, the town branch bourbon.
Well, it wasn't then, but now it would be, because it wasn't around back then. But the bottom line is that the Derby has always been kind of a great day for the wagerer. If you hit a Derby ticket, you can win a lot of money. And so we hit a $2 trifecta ticket paid, I want to say, is like $5,800. And so the whole idea basically became, let's turn this into something besides four or five guys sitting around having fun. Let's turn it into something that raises money. We started off raising money for the Kentucky Children's Hospital. We did that for 5 years. The event grew. Candidly, it became a lot of work to do. And Carol, my wife, who really does awfully a lot of the work, decided that it was time for our fun to stop and to go back to our kitchen table the night before the Derby. And then we were approached by some folks who had been coming to the event for the 5 years and said, this thing can't stop. And so from that point, this will be our third year back doing it. It's grown every year. This year we are going to be somewhere around 250 people. When we started, it was 80 people inside the dining room at Spindletop, which Jana was just phenomenal at doing. We started off with Bob Neumeyer as our analyst. We now have partnered with the Daily Racing Forum, so they're bringing Mike Welsh, Mike Watchmaker, Randy Moss is part of the team. Chris McCarron is the jockey. We always try and have a jockey to give that perspective. We frequently have had trainers. We've had Kenny McPeak. We've had Todd Pletcher. So it's, you know, it's one of those things that growing up in Central Kentucky and being someone who's listened to your show since I was this tall, you know, the reality of it is, the reality of it is that it always kind of bothers me that the Derby week, given that almost all the horses come from here, is about Louisville. And so we've kind of really enjoyed the fact that this event is on Monday night. It starts Derby week. It gives everybody a head start on handicapping their horses. You know, it's before the draw, so we talk about where the horses draw. It talks about who's been working that week prior. Saw Nyquist yesterday out at the track, and he just looks like a world beater.
Turned into nice work.
He turned into nice work. He's moving easy. He looks like a pro. You know, you hate to see, I don't want to be the kiss of death. But again, the 2-year-old champion has been the kiss of death. Maybe that strain gets broken. But, you know, it's going to be a great Derby this year. It's going to be a hard race to handicap.
It is. I've already started trying to handicap it.
Well, who do you like?
I haven't finished yet. I've got it down. I've kind of divided into groups. I've got about five horses, I think, are the main contenders, and then a middle group that I wouldn't be surprised. And then the ones that where the winner will probably come from is got no shot. You know?
Yeah, well, or you know, the whole key with the Derby is finding that horse to fill out the trifecta and superfecta when some of the big names, you know, the jockey and the trainer don't want to extend them to get their nose to the line, and someone else is just dying to get into fourth place, and they're whipping and driving, and next thing you know, the guy who's going to the Preakness ends up in sixth, and the guy who's not going to the Preakness ends up in third, and he blows your trifecta up. So that's happened to me more than once.
Yeah. So this is what's you're going to do basically Monday night at Akina.
Yeah, Monday night Akina.
Sounds like fun.
Starts at 6:30. You know, it's we'll probably have 10 or 12 jockeys in the room who a lot of them are Hall of Fame jocks that, you know, and it's a chance for everyday folk like me to rub elbows with these guys and talk
horses
and have fun. I manage Wells Fargo Advisors for the state of Kentucky. So all the investment side of that for the entire state.
Uh-huh.
I'm a local kid, Henry Clay High School in UK.
That's too bad. I went to Lafayette.
Well, sorry for your luck. Sorry for your luck on that, but that's all right. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I actually grew up at Henry Clay. I hope some of my teachers aren't listening, but I would actually take money from them and go to the racetrack. As long as I brought back 3X, we were good. So I had to have a little bit of a bankroll for those bad days.
You mean they were bankrolling?
Well, I had to bankroll myself as well, but I wanted to make sure that I got to go to Keeneland instead of go to calculus.
Yeah.
For some reason, the math on the racing form was more interesting to me than
well, I can relate to that. Yeah. I used to hitchhike out to Versailles Road. My dad would pick me up.
There you go. That's all good. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's where this all started. It's just a love of racing, okay? Love of what the sport means to Central Kentucky. It's a way for folks to come out and enjoy an evening, get to see some folks that they normally wouldn't. They'd have to see them on the other side of the rail. They may end up sitting at your dinner table because we space people around.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to hear some of the top handicappers in the business give their early look at it. We have some incredible, I mean, if you like racing memorabilia, we've got some stuff that you just can't beat. If you like experiences, I don't know if Janet, did you talk about the Saratoga?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you just can't, you can't get this stuff on your own. I don't know if folks have been to that Saratoga Performing Arts Center or not, but it is one of the absolute great venues to see live music in the United States. It's outdoor. It's gorgeous. It's just one of the coolest places around. So you get to do that on a Friday night, and then you get to have a finish line box for the Alabama Grade 1 Stakes for fillies, three-year-old fillies,
wow,
a mile and a quarter. So one of the bigger races of the meet, you know, it's August 20th, so most of the kids are back in school. Mom and Dad could take off for the weekend. Carolyn and I will probably be bidding on it. You know, it's a great event, a lot of fun.
And the beauty of having the auction items is it just gives us the opportunity to raise more money,
right,
to distribute to the charities.
Well, it's a great cause.
Yeah.
Great college, yeah.
Well, we're thrilled to be partnered with you know, Camp Horsing Around is a local charity that helps support really sick kids, giving them a summer camp experience where they can't go to camp without medical supervision. It's a great local group. You know, New Vocations, I'll never forget, we went out and saw it, and there was a little a three-year-old colt that had shipped from Florida to from Pletcher's Barn in Florida to New Vocations here in Lexington on a January morning, and that young man looked like he'd been whipped and put in. He's like, what did I do wrong? When that bell went off, I must have done something different, because this is not, I just went from the Ritz and I don't like this very much. It's not warm, no one's rubbing on me, and this doesn't look like where I was. And you just, you know, I think that idea of taking these young racehorses that still have a productive career ahead of them, it just may not be on the racetrack, and giving them a new job, mm-hmm, is a phenomenal idea. And I just can't be prouder of our new partnership with TAA, the Thoroughbred After Carolines.
Yeah,
and New Vocations.
That's great. That's great.
And you know, Bluegrass Sports Commission is a great thing, that sports facility for youth. But the PDJF really tugs at my heart. I mean, to me, you know, the jockeys are frequently the unsung heroes of this sport. And as one of my buddies says, it wouldn't be the same race without those guys, those crazy guys on the backs of those horses. It's not like it's not like greyhounds where they could go out there and run around the track.
You know what
I mean? They are the bravest athletes I know. And so to help take care of them, I mean, a lot of these guys don't make enough money, and sometimes the risks they take are realized.
Yeah.
And they get hurt bad, and their career's over, and in many respects, the expense of trying to stay alive is significant. And PDJF is a, to me, it's something that we almost have a sense of mission about inside of our organization. It's really important. And if you're a racing enthusiast, you have to take care of these guys, because the sport wouldn't be the same without them.
Jenna, tell us one more time about how they can get to that, to attend that.
Okay, tickets available at the door. or go to charitableimpactgroup.org. You can get tickets online, get tickets the night of, get tickets during. You know, we want as many people there as we can. We want to make as much money as we can so that our charities really benefit.
And it's at Keeneland.
It's at Keene Barn, 6:30 p.m. Absolutely.
Okay. Dress is casual. I want to thank Keeneland again as well. They've opened up their grounds. They usually are dark that week. They've joined in. Our partnership with both Keeneland and with the Breeders' Cup has been just a phenomenal boost for us. And, you know, this is our eighth year doing it, third year reborn, and our goal is to continue to build this thing and do good stuff. But importantly, you know, I call them fundraisers. Not fundraisers, but let's have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And let some other people benefit by it. And oh, by the way, you know, all you need is one trifecta ticket and you more than paid for your night. So, and the ideas work.
Signing the trifecta though.
Also, we do a joint bet as well. So we walk around with a boot and we collect money from all the guests and whatever the handicappers end up handicapping for the Derby, we do a bet, collective bet. And if we win, that's just all the money. Of course, we haven't hit yet. But
well, last year we hit for $2,800, so that was not. But we haven't hit. We haven't hit the big Kahuna yet.
Yes.
We're looking for the big Kahuna.
Yeah. Okay. $2,800 is a big one.
As a 501c3, it'll be great to see the eyes of the ticket person when we say no. No. This is a tax free ticket. That tax form. We'll give you our tax ID number. So
I don't know if the IRS approve that or not. But
we've already checked it out. We feel pretty comfortable with that.
Well, listen, I appreciate y'all coming in.
Thank you.
I've got to do some catching up here.
Thank you so much for your time.
Well, anytime. That's the only reason I did
it. And pretty girls kissing on you doesn't hurt either, does it, Ursula?
I told her I didn't think I could overcome two blondes. It was hard on the heart.
I love you, Ursula.
Thank you, Millie. I love you, too.
Well, again, thank you for what you do. Love listening to your show.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, John.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Jen.
We'll see you Monday night.
All right. We're going to try to make
Monday
it.
Night. And if you all have anything else.
Well, it takes some kind of racehorse to win five grade one stakes. Point of Entry did on his way to accumulating earnings of $2,494,000. He was a brilliant runner from a family of brilliant runners, classic winners, champion sprinters, and he is the most accomplished son of emerging sire of sires Down and Former, the sire of more than 150 stakes winners. Point of Entry won the Grade 1 Man of War, the Grade 1 Sword Dancer, the Grade 1 Joe Hirsch Turf Classic Invitational, the Grade 1 Manhattan, and the Grade 1 Gulfstream Turf Handicap. His half-sister won the Classic Grade 1 Alabama and the Grade 1 Gazelle. Is dammed by Seeking the Gold is a half-sister to a Grade 1 winner and millionaire, and she is out of a half-sister to a Grade 1 Classic winner and out of a Grade 1 Classic winner. There are also two Grade 1 champion sprinters in the immediate family. Point of Entry has a pedigree that defies comparison. Now, his first crop yearlings are drawing rave reviews. He stands for $25,000 doing a full stint of nurses at Edina Springs, Kentucky. Call Cormac Breathnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798 and see the website adinastallions.com.
Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown Lexington.
Well, the first starter from the first crop by Creative Cause is his first winner. Milton Freewater, a co-bred by Dr. Mickle Harrington and Patricia Harrington, won a $45,000 maiden special at Los Alamitos on April the 22nd. His time was a fast 45-2 for 4.5 furlongs. That's a track record, and that's for 4.5 furlongs, not 4 furlongs. 45-2. Good Lord have mercy. His win should serve as a reminder that Creative Cause was a brilliant 2-year-old himself. Won 3 of his 5 starts, was never out of the money. Won the Grade 1 Norfolk, the Grade 2 Best Pal, was 2nd in the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity, and 3rd, just got to beat a length for all the money in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Came back at 3 to win graded stakes and placed in 3 more, including the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. He just got beat a head bobby nose in that. And he placed in the Preakness also. During his career, he defeated every horse he ever faced. Among them, Bodemeister, I'll Have Another, Union Rags, Painter, Take Charge, Indy. Creative Cause by champion sire Giants Causeway had a Grade 1 winner and millionaire Dream of Summer. Thus, he himself
is a grade one winner. He's by a millionaire and grade one winner, and it's out of a millionaire and grade one winner. Wonderful pedigree, stands for $15,000 live foal of Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
Oh, okay. What do you want me to do now? Do the KTA now? Oh, okay. All right. I'm getting instructions over here from my man.
Yeah, and here comes the rain.
The rain's coming?
Looky here at my phone.
Oh, I'm glad I brought a raincoat. All right. Kentucky Bred Stakes winners last week. The grade two, this is brought to you by the KTA. That's my good friend, Chauncey Morris. The grade two, $1,250,000 Charlestown Classic. Stanford won that. He's by Malibu Moon. Stands over at Spencer's Farm, of course, and he was bred by Windstar Farm. The Robert Hilton Memorial at Charlestown. Dig Deep won that. He's by Candy Ride, bred by Colt Neck Stables. And the grade three, Dixiana at Elkhorn. The winner was at Elkhorn Stakes, Dixiana Elkhorn Stakes at Keenan, the Big Hoss. I love that name, the Big Hoss. He's by Lemon Drop Kid, and he was bred by Gary and Mary West Stables. The New York Stallion Stakes, the horses were standing up there, but it was foaled in Kentucky. He's by Girolamo, this horse named Libretta. And he was bred by Darley, foaled right in Kentucky. The Woodhaven Stakes at Aqueduct winner was Highland Sky, by Sky Mason, bred by Bonner Young. The Wando Stakes up at Woodbine, Bears Way by Tisway. Stands over at Spendthrift Farm, and he was bred by Tapestry Stud. The Surfside Stakes at Los Alamitos was won by Uptown Twirl, by Twirling Candy, bred by Steve Nicholson and Brandy Nicholson. And let's see, the Memory of Silver Stakes. Memory of Silver Stakes at Aqueduct went to Time and Motion by Tappet, bred by Phillips Racing Partnership, raised over at Darby Dan Farm. Of course, Tappet stands right next door here to the training center at Gainesway Farm. All right, well, Data Link won the Grade 1 Makers 46 Mile, the Grade 2 Citation, the Grade 2 Mama Stakes, and the Grade 3 Canadian Turf Stakes at Gulfstream. Also broke his maiden as a 2-year-old in New York. Run a mile in 1:33.1 at Gulfstream. Placed in yet another edition of the Grade 1 Makers 46 Mile in the Canadian Turf Stakes, and also in Saratoga's Grade 3 Bernard Baruch. Retired with earnings of over $831,000. Data Link is by the Sensation Sire Warfront, whose stud fee has climbed to a well-deserved $200,000. You'll have to pay it until the foal stands and nurses, though. Warfront was a grade two stakes winner and $425,000 winner. So one might dare say that Data Link was a better racehorse than his sire. Data Link is standing for a fee of $7,500. And his first foals are yearlings this year. Last year's weaning sold for up to $120,000. In addition to being by a great sire, Data Link is out of a stakes winner from a top black type family. Call Bernie Sams over at Claiborne, 859-233-4252. Talk to him about the Claiborne Stallion and see the website at claibornefarm.com. LexHorseFarms.com. That is the website for my good friends Hill and Reagan Parker, who've been in the real estate business for over a dozen years, real horse people, and they've been helping real horse people either sell their farms or buy farms for over a dozen years now. They're very experienced in the real estate, of course, and they know what they're doing. Then they, of course, Hill is a top flight horseman himself, a licensed trainer. I know he saddled a lot of winners. He was an A-level pony clubber, expert horseman. They've got present listings in outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. Fayette County, Bourbon County, one right up the road from us. Beautiful place over on Clay Kaiser. Wish it was mine. Couldn't afford to keep it up, but Hill would have to sell it for me right away. Jessamine County, Woodford County, Scott County, Clark County, you name it, and they've got it, as I say. All kinds of locations and sizes and prices. And if you're looking for a farm, they'll keep going until they find just the perfect farm for you. And if you're selling your farm, if you're listed with them, they'll work
you get two for the price of one there with Hill and Reagan, and they work real hard for it. They're people you can trust. They're nice people. You always want to do business with the good guys, as they say. And they've got a wonderful bunch of farms over there listed right now. I'm looking through their website here. They got 240 acres, I said, right up the road from us on Clay Kaiser over in Paris. And it's a drop-dead gorgeous farm. They got a beautiful farm. It's never been offered for sale in over 70 years or longer now. And it's on Brentsville Road. That's not too far from us. It's not a horse farm, but it could be easily converted into one. And it's priced right. Great location for $850,000. It's 106 acres. So here's what I want you to do. Go to their website, lexhorsefarms.com. I'll give them a call at 859-608-8039. Well, Get Stormy is the leading money winner among the 100 stakes winners sired by Stormy Atlantic, the highly successful son of the great Storm Cat. Get Stormy was a flat runner, and his first crop two-year-olds this year are giving every indication that they're going to be runners too. His first starter, a colt named Mr. D's Way, went a real good game third in his debut in a maiden special out here at Keeneland the other day. Now, Get Stormy broke his maiden as a two-year-old in New York. Then, of course, he went on to win graded stakes at 3, 4, 5, and 6, and he earned over $1,606,000. He won grade 1 stakes at Keeneland, grade 1 stakes at Churchill, grade 1 stakes at Gulfstream. All told, he won 9 stakes and placed in 6 more. And if you haven't seen him, you need to see him. He's a grand-looking horse, flashy. Stands for $5,000, due in a full stance of nurses over at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. And speaking of Crestwood Farm, let me remind you that entries close for nominations to Keeneland's September sale on May 2. And the folks at Crestwood have been consigners to major sales for years. They do a great job, sorry. You won't find nicer people to deal with. Give them a call at 859-252-3770 and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
This race will be run. Discover Brissette.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursulele.
Okay, well, I've got Steve Moody with her, who is the author of the Kentucky Handicap Sheet, published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And feature over today is the William Walker Stakes at Churchill. Steve, I don't know who William Walker is, but you can go and get me the winner of it anyway, aren't you?
Well, yeah, Ursula, I'm thinking he's a jockey from back in the 1800s, I think, that won the Derby a few times, maybe. I don't think he was riding Aristides, but I believe he won the Derby as a jockey.
Well, I'll have to find out. I'll go back and check that. Okay. Thanks. Thank you for the lead.
Yeah, this, you know, the course Derby trial used to be the long-time opening day stake, and then they
used to run it on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's true. Back when I was a kid, it was on Tuesday, and then they moved it. You know, it's been on Saturday for a long time, the opening day, and then now they've of course changed the name to the Pat Day Mile, and it's run on Derby Day itself. So they've replaced that with the William Walker Stakes. It's a 6-furlong race for 3-year-olds, and short field in here to field of 5. I kind of like the Baffert horse in here, Ursel. 2's on ice. This horse really didn't seem to be at his best going around 2 turns, but he's won 3 straight sprinting. And has got some versatility. Shown he doesn't have to lead all the way to be able to win. Been off since January, but been working very well for his return. Typical Bob Baffert type works. And I'm going to give him a little bit of edge in here today. The 3-horse Patton Proud.
added blinkers last time and rolled to his second win. That was in his seasonal debut. He figures to move forward off of that race for Steve Asmussen, and I think he's got a big shot in here. He's got some speed, and he'll be on or near the lead, I think, probably from the start. And then the one horse Twiz from Mike Maker's barn, dropping in class and cutting back in distance. I think both of those help his chances here. Julian Leperu has the mount on him, coming off of both Maker. Of course, Maker was the leading rider or leading trainer at Keeneland, and Julian Leperu had a real good meet at Keeneland as well. So short field in here. I'm going to go with the Baffert horse. Seems like six furlongs hits him, you know, right where he wants. So 4-3-1 in the William Walker.
All right, that sounds good. Now you're going to give me the Derby winner next week, aren't you?
Well, we'll see what we can. I'll absolutely for sure have the Oaks winner.
Okay, all right. Tell me right now.
You know,
yeah, it won't do good. It won't do me any good next week. I mean to know now.
Well, I for sure will have it next Saturday. I'll have definitely have the Oaks winner next Saturday.
Yeah, well, I realize that. Since he's running on Friday, but okay. All right, wise guy.
I kind of like the Asmussen horse, Rachel's Valentina. If I had to pick today, that's probably who I would pick, but. A few days to go. I've got to make a pick Tuesday night, so we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds very good, Steve. All right, well, it's been Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and that was published by Bloodstock Research and Information Services. You can go to the website, which is brisnet.com, BRISNET.com, or pick them up out at the Red Mile. Okay, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Ursula.
Well, Mizzen Mast is the sire of 7 2016 stakes winners, 2-1 stakes just last weekend. Rose Breyer, a 7-year-old by Mizzen Mast, won the Henry S. Clark Stakes. That's at law. And Judge Carr, a 6-year-old by Mizzen Mast, won the Casa Electroxa Stakes on Classic Day at Charlestown. And Rose Breyer has posted 12 wins, been on the board in 29 of his 31 starts, and he's earned over $367,000. Judge Carr's also won 12 times. He's been on the board in 35 of his 48 starts. He's 2-for-3 this year, and he's earned over $240,000. Tough, durable, sound, describes both Rose Breyer and Judge Carr. Now, Mizzen Mast's other 2016 stakes winners are the Fleet Stone-tastic, winner of the Grade 2 Inside Information Stakes at Gulfstream, Paulina's Love, winner of the Grade 2 Buena Vista at Santa Anita, Sea Defense, winner of the Grade 1 Stewart's Cup to become Mizzen Mast's 8th Grade 1 winner, Ms. Money, winner of stakes at Fairgrounds, and her full brother, One Mean Man, another stakes winner at the Fairgrounds. 2-year-olds by Mizzen Mast have sold for $250,000 and $155,000 this year. $12,500 live foal is his fee. And Judmont Farm give Garrett O'Rourke or her and Fry a call at 859-272-7629. Check the website at judmont.com and see the website. I said that at judmont.com. Well, in stakes last weekend, the Grade 2 $1,250,000 Classic Charlestown Classic was won by Stanford, bred and raised at Windstar Farm. The $100,000 Memories of Silver Stakes at Aqueduct went to Time and Motion, bred by Phillips Racing Partnership and raised at Darby Dam, and at Woodbine's Bear Way at Woodbine, Bear's Way won the $100,000 Wando Stakes. Stanford, Time and Motion, and Bear's Way were all raised on products from McCauley Brothers. By my count, and I'm sure I've missed a few, horses raised on products from McCauley Brothers have won 42 stakes already this year, and 25 of the 42 were graded stakes, including 4 Grade 1 stakes. So for best results at the track, start them on the farm with McCauley products. Give Mike Warren or David Longmire or Ed McCullers a call and talk to them. Number over there is 859-873-3333. Be sure to ask about the exclusive free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase. Take a look at the website at MacaulayBrothers.com, and you're always welcome to visit the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse. Daily Racing Form, Racing's Bible. It's a wonderful publication, chock full of all kind of information and so forth. Here's what I want you to do, though. I want you to go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up for that today. And you will find in the update breeding news and sales and auction coverage and much, much more. And, of course, if you're coming in the racing form, you know you always get past performances, the best in the business. And great columnists. It's a wonderful read. It's really worth the money. And I don't see how you can handicap racing if you don't get a daily racing form. So you better, if you want your Derby edition, you might go to the newsstands and start tell them to reserve you one, because boy, they sell out on those, and with good reason. And then on Tuesday, I would check the Tuesday edition, because in it you'll find the most comprehensive stakes report available anywhere for owners and breeders, providing full details of all the black type stakes in North America, including pedigrees, detailed progeny reports on the female family, information on the winning sire, everything you need to know. You'll find in the Daily Racing Form. Great publication, and has been now for decades. Daily Racing Form, racing's Bible.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursel Ellis.
All right, Jackie, let me rest my tonsils in a minute if you want to do your announcements.
I sure will.
All right, thank you.
All right, today is day three of the four-day, three-day. It's cross country at the horse park. It is, I don't know what time it is. Oh, yes, I do. It's 25 till in the rain. It's just about to get here on the trickiest part of Rolex. They go all that distance over all those jumps. And we wish them well, because it's pretty spooky the way it is. And then when you add mud and slop and soft, I think they have to kind of slow down to make sure they know what they're doing. Okay, author and author. That's author number three and author number four, Hancock's, are going to be Sunday, May the 1st, in the evening at the McConnell Auction Center in South Main Street in Paris from 7 to 9. If you want to get there, that's the music. If you want to get there at 6, you have to bring a dish. It's a potluck. And you can put it on the big table and everybody will eat. And then author and author are going to play. Now, last time we went, it was just author and author. Now, author number four has a country bluegrass band behind him. They've got a fiddle player and so on. So it really ought to be a nifty thing. Then Monday, May 2nd, is the 2016 Kentucky Oaks and Derby Handicapping Benefit at Permanently Disabled Jockey Fund is a beneficiary, and it's excellent. It's going to be Monday. It's going to be at the Keene Barn at Keeneland. You can get tickets at the door. Great silent auction things. A box collection of Pebb's art commissioned by Penny Chenery after Secretariat won the Triple Crown. Sketches are black and white, River Ridge Secretariat Museum quality paper, donated by the Daily Racing Form. Daily Racing Form has really come up on this one. They've donated all kind of stuff. If you're going to Saratoga, it's four orchestra tickets, beautiful Saratoga Performing Arts Center, by the Philadelphia Philharmonic with Chris Boddy and Joshua Bell. They are really great singers. Let's see. And then you get the DRF Clubhouse box just at the finish line at Saratoga. Very, very nice. So that's Monday, May 2nd. All right. I just talked. Oh, I'll tell you, here's another one for the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. 29 different tracks and racing venues are going to pay host to the second annual Derby Day Silent Auction Fundraiser for the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. That's Saturday, May 7th. Proceeds go to the Jockeys Guild, and they really, really need the money. They take care of how many disabled jockeys did she say? 40, 50, somewhere in that? They help support them because
they send them a check for $1,100 a month each or something.
Yeah, like to keep them, you know, woof. You know, it's a shame. Jockeys in this country are not treated the way the jockeys in Europe are. They're big sports heroes over there.
Did you know, you heard of the famous English writer Fred Archer?
Sure.
You know, he committed suicide?
No, I didn't.
No, what? At the peak of his career.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Shot himself.
Wow.
I'm reading that from that book that Joe Palmer wrote, you know, on the old stallions and everything.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I had no idea. I remember
long time ago,
out of Dixiana, they had a big painting of Ormandy with Fred Archer.
Yeah.
Gorgeous painting.
I think we have a print of a horse.
With Fred Archer?
With Fred Archer, yeah. He's distinctive looking. They always painted him sideways, pointy toes, like they used to paint in those days. Anyway, Ferdinand's Ball, that's Derby Week. It's Thursday, May the 5th, Marriott downtown on West Jefferson Street in Louisville. Party ticket is $175. Tickets are on sale right now. This one benefits old friends. So if you're interested, you can look up Ferdinand's Ball and check it out. Old Friends Homecoming is May the 8th, the day after Derby. This is a 12th annual homecoming, sponsored by Red Brand Fence. It's Sunday from 2 to 6. It's an open house and fundraiser. $25 general public, $15 for members. The day has barbecue, farm tours, live music, live and silent auction. They always have super silent auction stuff because Michael gets out there and hustles. Great halters. Okay, let's see what else. 2015 New York Bred Champions, Thoroughbred Charities of America Award of Merits rerun. That's Lisa Malloy. Gets them, trains them a bit, turns them over. Kentucky Derby Trainers Dinner is Tuesday, May 3rd. It's at the Hyatt Regency. Jill Byrne and Paul Rogers will be the hosts. A single ticket's $160. That's sponsored by the KTA. You can kta.org and come up with any more information. Like I said, we're in day three of the three-day at the horse park, and rain is imminent. That won't stop anybody, but I hope it slows them down some. Thursday, May 5th is the Intercollegiate Horse Show Association at the horse park. And this is always fun. Cross-country schooling, Sunday, May 8th. You can school half a day. You get to go on the same cross-country course that these lunatics are out there going over today. Thoroughbred Horse Show is also Sunday, May 8th. This is the Hunter Jumper Complex. These are OTDBs, off racetrack thoroughbreds. Let's see, the most funnest thing of all is High Hope. High Hope is the day after Preakness at the horse park. It's Sunday, May 22nd. They've really expanded a lot of stuff. There are four sanctioned races, 3 brush and 1 timber. This is so much fun. They're having a ladies' side saddle flat race. And they're having pony races, which is so much fun. I think the kids are 5 to 15 or something about that. And they're all little kids riding on little ponies. It's like a Thelwell drawing. It is so cute. Parade of the Hounds at 3 o'clock. I think that's the long run hounds this year. And a stick horse race, which is always fun for the little kids. The big one, the Maiden Timber, is the Jay Trump. Jay Trump, of course, a local horse that won the big race in England, and the lady that owned him was from Cincinnati. That was interesting. Okay, then we're having the ladies' side saddle over fences race. So you really ought to go to that thing. It is more fun than you can shake a stick at. Okay. Oh, we're out here at Thoroughbred Center. They've got posts and planks now. They're in the post and plank business. They will ship. You can pull up and haul your own, whatever you want yourself. They have great prices, or they will do it for you if you don't want to hire somebody else or do it yourself. Turning Center will take care of all of it. That's 293-1853. Okay, Urkel.
All right. Well, DeHaer has never missed. Every year and in every crop to race a full season, he has sent high-quality stakes horses to the races. 18% of his starters have won a place in stakes. In 2016, his crack filly closed fall off has won the $122,000 correction at Aqueduct, set a new track record for 5 1/8 furlongs at the same track, finished second in the Grade II $300,000 Barbara Fritchie, that's at Law, and the three-year-old filly Tacrees finished a game second in the $118,000 Cicada Stakes, also at Aqueduct. DeHaer is a Grade I stakes winner by the elite sire Awesome Again, and he stands for, well, Awesome Again stands for $75,000, and DeHaer stands at Shadwell Farm for $5,000 live foal. Grand-looking horse, and he's siren runner, so go see him. Also standing at Shadwell Farm is Albertus Maximus, a Breeders' Cup champion, sire of two stakes winners, including a group stakes winner in his first crop, two-year-olds last year, a graded stakes winner and proven graded sire into Dab. Call Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at 859-224-4585. Ask about breeding incentives and see the website, shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand, go to Brissette.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, Brissette.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit Brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
Well, first crop two-year-old by Jim Ologist, who sold for $550,000, $335,000, $300,000, $240,000, $150,000, $135,000, $105,000, $100,000 at the sales at Florida this year. He's the hot young sire, and you may put him on your list to top the freshman sire list this year. He has all the credentials. It's obvious that he's siring superb individuals, look and act like runners. He was a superior two-year-old himself, undefeated, winner of the historic Grade II Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at two. Next year, he won the Grade I Stakes, won the Grade I Wood Memorial. He's the son of the big horse sire, Tisnow. And you may recall that Tisnow sired a champion two-year-old in his first crop, and he was a leading freshman sire of his year. Jim Ologist is one of three stakes winners out of a daughter of Mr. Prospector. There are 15 stakes winners listed under his second dam, a graded stakes winner and a daughter of Northern Dancer. And he's got the numbers going for him. He covered no less than 120 mares in each of his first three seasons at stud. Gemologist stands for $15,000, doing a full stance in nursery, stands at Windstar Farm. Call Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website, windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All righty, time for a little Joe Palmer, my favorite turf rider, and read by Churchill Downs here. He wrote this for you back in about 1950. Well, four springs ago, two men, not now identified, laid plans which are about to become to fruition. One was planning the mating, which led to the winner of the Kentucky Derby. The other was lighting a fire under the mash at the Brown Foreman Distillery. Strength to them both. For now, we approach the event about which no one can write quite truthfully. The legends are too strong. A man may go to Miami or Baltimore or Saratoga feeling no particular way and may report what he sees. But the Kentucky Derby must be approached with an attitude. He may go southern and wave his julep and request the band to play Dixie. He may denounce the entire enterprise as a scandalous piece of commercialization. He may hail the winner as the culmination of 300 years of selective breeding, or belittle him as a lucky three-year-old forced to run too far too early in the year. He may call the tinsel glittering, or he may call it tawdry. But some attitude he must take. A man who writes of the Kentucky Derby, as he would about the running of the Belmont Stakes, would have his license taken up and his Social Security number canceled, and nobody would read him either. Never having studied astronomy, this department cannot tell you whether the moon is closest to the earth on the first Saturday of May or Jupiter is in recession. And at an Albridge at the corner of 4th and Broadway, presided over by Mr. J. Graham Brown, under the general supervision of Mr. Elmer Wicks, there will be more stories told than whiled away the time for Chauncey's pilgrims from Southwark to Canterbury. They will be remarkable, but not for truth. Some philosopher, whose name escapes me, and good riddance to him, said that from a grain of sand a man might deduce the universe. Well, here is a sample from which you may deduce the Derby madness. The Baltimore and Ohio Railroad is running a Philly special from Chicago, tenanted by 250 businesswomen. Sigma Alpha Sigma, it says. The Greeks having had three words for this. The B&O had better comb through its board of directors. Somebody on it has been reading Lysistrata. Some will call it Derby and some will call it Darby and will be reproved for it. Years ago, an attempt was made to settle this by seeking the opinion of the Earl of Derby, who was over for a junket. Don't care which way you pronounce it, he said, but the hat's a bowler. Gushing Oil is a Derby horse whose owner, Sam Wilson, is a Texan with an unusual hard luck story. He owns an island off the coast of Texas named Royal Mustang Island, which seems an odd name for an island. He named a horse for this island, and as you may recall, Royal Mustang ran second, beating a neck in last year's Bluegrass Stakes. There was a disqualification ahead of him. But let's not get this complicated. Then he ran second in the Derby, behind Count Turk. To get back to Mr. Wilson's hard luck story, he wanted to build on his island. If he had been satisfied with an ordinary ranch-type house, everything would have been all right. But he wanted a basement. Well, as soon as he started digging, a lot of oil spurted up. He went away in disgust and started digging somewhere else. Oil again. You can't very well have a rumpus room with a bunch of lousy oil running through it. So there he was with no house, nothing but oil. So you can see that a man with this sort of luck isn't likely to win a Derby.
That is so good.
That's Joe Palmer at his best, I guess.
He's the best.
Yeah. Well, in racing last weekend, the Grade 2 $1,250,000 Charlestown Classic was won by Stanford. Stanford is a four-year-old colt by the Spencer Stay in Malibu Moon, and the $100,000 Wando Stakes at Woodbine went to Bear's Way. That's a three-year-old colt from the first crop by the Spendthrift sire Tisway. Stanford, bred by Windstar Farm, is a $500,000 graduate of the Barrett's March sale, and he is one of a long list of graded stakes winners by Malibu Moon. Numbered among them a Kentucky Derby winner. Bear's Way, bred in Kentucky by Tapestry Stud, is one of three stakes winners, six stakes horses from the first crop by Tisway, a leading second crop sire of 2016. Four of the six have won a place in stakes this year, two at Woodbine, one in Florida, one at Santa Anita. Major tracks. Tisway, a multiple grade one stakes winner of over $1,359,000, ran one of the fastest miles on dirt in history, 1:32.4. That's on the dirt now. And he's by the great Hall of Famer Tiz now, and he stands for $10,000 payable when the foal stands and nurses. So call and talk to Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. Ask about the Spendthrift Stallions, and be sure to ask breeding about breeding incentives and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursulele.
All righty. I've been wanting to talk about Double Dog Dare for 2 weeks.
I think that name is outstanding.
Well, they ran a stakes earlier this week called named after Double Dog Dare.
And she was a foal in 1953, bred by Claiborne Farm. Let me take a sip of Coke here.
Glug, glug, glug. That was very
good. It's a Dr. Pepper. Diet Dr. Pepper, I'll have you know. Anyway, she was by Double J, who stood at Claiborne Farm. He was a son of Balladeer, stood at Patch and Wilkes Farm. Well, that's where he ended up. He originally stood at Colonel E.R. Bradley's farm, Idlehour Farm, out on the old Frankfort Pike. Yeah, old Frankfort Pike. Anyway, of course, they moved him over to Patch and Wilkes Farm, and that's where he was when he sired Double J, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's true. Okay. He's also sired Spy Song. Double J was a very good horse, very good stud horse. Anyway, and she was out of a mare named Flaming Top. Flaming Top was by Omaha, and she was also the dam of a Double J colt named Top Double, who won stakes out on the West Coast, and a son again colt named Illuminable, who won the Spalding Low Jenkins Stakes and the Eastview Stakes up east. She was grand dam of Tord, son of Baghdad, who won a bunch of stakes races. He was Baghdad stood at Claiborne Farm also. Transportation, she was a grand dam of Transportation, who won, was by Sir Gay Lord. And she was the grand dam of Flaming Top, who was the dam of the great Nijinsky II. Also dam of Champion Trio named Minsky, and she was grand dam of the Minstrel. So it's a fantastic family, and you'd think that she would have been as good a race mare as she would, that she would have been a tremendous producer. You know, she was a champion at two and a champion at three, but she had a real spotty race record. I mean, not race record, produce record. She was barren the first year, then she had a colt by Naz Ruler named Ruler. Now, this is Double Dog Dare I'm talking about. Who won a couple of races as a two-year-old and was sent to England. Then she was slip, barren. Then she had a round table colt that was unraced. Then she was barren. She had a bull ruler filly that didn't race.
Wow.
Then she had a named colt by bull ruler. Then she was barren. Then she produced a bull ruler filly named Full of Courage, who she didn't win. They sent her to France, and she had a stakes winner over there, a Group 2 winner named Full of Stars, so that was her closest thing, Double Dogs.
What a shame.
Yeah, what a shame is right. And then to end her career by, she slipped, was barren. She had a Forley colt. Forley was an imported horse from South America that Mr. Bull Hancock imported. And this filly was pretty good, really. Filly, she won 13 races. And then in her last 2 years, barren. So,
gosh.
But she had been a tremendous racehorse. She had run 25 times, won 13 races, 6 seconds, and a third. And she had started off broke a maiden out here at Keeneland. Of course, she'd run down at Hialeah, ran out of money the first time. Then she won broke a maiden at two at Keeneland, ran second in the Fashion. Then she won the Philly division of the National Stallion Stakes. She won the Colleen Stakes, ran second to register in the Spinaway, won an allowance race, she won a matron, and ran out of the money in the Futurity, which was won by Nail, a son of Nergal. Nail stood over Henry White, had him over here. And ended the two-year-old season by winning the Alcibiades out here at Keeneland. Next year, she won the Ashland Stakes, she won the Oaks Prep, and got beat a nose in the Oaks to Princess Turia, that's Calumet filly. She won the Coronet Stakes. She finished third to Swoon Son and Ben A. Jones in the Classic, Arlington Classic. Got beat ahead in the Misty Isle by Pucker Up. That's an Olympia filly who was a brilliant race mare herself. Ran out of money in the Beverly Handicap. Ended up a career. The two last starts, she won the Spinster, beating Queen Hopeful by Roman, and then she beat her again in the Fall City Handicap up at Churchill Downs, which was a final start. So she was a brilliant race mare, and it's too bad that she was not a great producer. Okay, let's see what we've got here. I wanted to look at a few things. Graded stakes today, of course, the big ones are in England at Newmarket today, and they're running both the 2,000 guineas and the 1,000 guineas.
I'll bet they're about noon our time on TVG.
Could be. I don't care. There's a field of 13 in the 2,000 guineas, including a couple of colts by Warfront. And they've got the 1 and 2 post position. No. I'm trying to read this. I think it's the 5 and 13 post positions. Air Force Blue was bred by Arthur Hancock over at Stone Farm. It's in that. He's a Warfront. And then Air Vice Marshal by Warfront was bred by Cherry Valley Farm. That's Seth. And they're in there. What do you need in there? Oh, okay. Let's see. And then there's one other Kentucky bred in the field, Kentucky Connection by Include. Of course, Include stands down at Airdrie Stud. And he was bred by Turner's Breeders. So there you have that.
I have a quick question.
Okay.
You know, talking about how well the California horses are doing shipping east to the Derby. Back in the old days, when the only place you could place a bet other than your local track was at the bookie, did the bookies do California racing because they were so far behind time-wise? Did bookies ever close? I wonder.
I don't know. Never did frequent the bookies too much. I knew where they all were, but anyway.
No, too bad my dad's gone. He was.
There you go. Other graded stakes this weekend, the San Francisco Mile Grade 3 added Golden Gate and the Miami Mile down in Gulfstream Park. Also, let's see, winners from the Thoroughbred Center since last week. Last week's show, Eduardo Caramori had 3 winners.
Wow.
During the week, 3 in 2 days, all of them down at Mountaineer. Tommy Mills saddled a winner out at Keeneland. Page got even. Let's see who else here. Jeff McKay had a winner at Mountaineer. Marco Castaneda had a winner at Mountaineer. Mort Shirazi, bumped into Mort the other day down at Cleveland. He shifts in here and works, but trains off the farm. Please bumped into him at the gas station down in Lexington. I mean, in Paris. And then Matt Frazier won a quarter horse race up at Indiana Downs. Well, I think it's, according to my man over here, it is time for us to sign off. They're playing the sign-off music over there. Clark, thank you so much down at the station, and we will...
Stay tuned for Cameron Mills.
Yeah, stay tuned now for the Cameron Mills show. Cameron always has a good show. Anyway, we will talk to you all later and see you next week.